Hello and welcome to my Power of Musical Voice podcast. I've talked to many industry professionals and non-professionals on the power of music and voice for good mental health and general well-being, and about what it means to them and how it is used. My passion is to raise the awareness of their power. With voice, it could be hypnotherapy, therapy, or just talking about issues or singing. With music, it could be writing songs or performing or giving music therapy. That's another very effective way to help. They can both bring harmony, peace, joy, and so much more to our lives and to the lives of others when their power is embraced. Join me on this wonderful journey through music and voice. Hello and welcome to this week's podcast. Today I've got three lovely ladies here in the room with me. We've got Julie Hinton, Debbie Lang, and Amira Wahid. And Julie is one of the co-founders of Music Club. And Debbie and Amira are two mothers who will be talking to me later about what they and their children get out of Music Club. So let me introduce you first to Julie. Hello, Julie. How are you?
Hi. Fine.
You've got your cake and your cuppa.
Yep.
So, Julie, you are one of the co-founders. Can you tell me about the others and why and when you set up Music Club?
Well, we set up Music Club 11 and a bit years ago. We started thinking about it probably about 12 years ago. And how it came about was that me and Sophia, the two people who set it up, have each got a disabled child. And then we've each got another child who is normal. And what we were finding were our other children had lots of activities to go off to in the evenings. They had sports clubs, scouts, youth clubs and that to go to. But our disabled children had nothing. There was nothing for them to go to in an evening activity. And so we put our heads together and worked on the fact that music was the thing that they both enjoyed the most. And so we put together a music club. Start of it, we used to meet on a Monday once a month. So a Monday evening activity, and then we do days in the school holidays and at weekends. And since then, we moved to a Sunday because we found more members wanted a Sunday afternoon. And then since last year with COVID, we've now moved on to Zoom.
I know, and I've had the great pleasure of being able to be a big part of that. And I've been a big part of Music Club for a long time, and I have seen just how wonderful music is for the children. You know, I've seen for myself, there have been children who have been nonverbal, but through a particular song, maybe over a week or two, or maybe a bit longer, suddenly they're making sounds and they're giving their expressions, which is absolutely amazing. Or you get children who have got no confidence at all, but if I give them the limbo stick, for instance, with a bit of good music, they'll be going under that stick and suddenly there's feeling as, you know, on top of the world. They've got all the confidence they need. Music is so powerful. And you have loads of different wonderful artists, don't you, that come along each week, not only on the Zoom sessions that you've done for the year, but in the physical club that you run weekly.
Yeah, we've had Scottish bagpipers, samba drumming, African drumming, sound about sessions, belly dancing, Morris dancing.
And clog dancing.
Oh, yeah, clog dancing, yes.
I know. It's such a pleasure to see how happy it makes them in the music when they're receiving music. And they're dancing and they've even been yodeling, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, yodeling, yes.
You've got a few choice yodelers in the class there. I think what you and Sophia have done with Music Club is lovely. And you're relentless. I mean, you really are. And we have to thank you very much, Julie and Sophia, for doing that. Now, I've got a couple of lovely mums here today who are very much part of Music Club. Their children attend Music Club as often as they possibly can. And even more so since they've been online. And I'm going to go first to Debbie Lang, who's got the wonderful Isla. So, Debbie, hi, how are you?
Hi, Lynn. I'm very well, thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about your lovely daughter, Isla?
Absolutely. So Isla is, I think, the youngest member of Music Club at 3 years old. So, you know, it's very different for her. And it's first of all, I'd like to say thank you to Julie, because I know there's a whole breadth of ages, but you managed to cater for all of them and make sure that Isla's never left out as well, which is fabulous. So Isla suffered a hypoxic attack or injury, I should say, at birth, and was very, very poorly when she was first born, and was subsequently diagnosed with HIE, so hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy, and cerebral palsy. So she has grade 4 or 5 cerebral palsy, and which means that she's not able to sit, walk, crawl. She struggles with feeding. She's nonverbal, but she is the happiest little girl that you can imagine, and she gives her 101% to everything. So it's wonderful, and music has really helped her to come alive.
And I see that, because you only, particularly when she's got her favourite songs, she might just be preoccupied with something else, and then you sing her favourite song, or she hears that little bit of music for that first bit of the song, and suddenly she's there, isn't she? She's just completely in the zone.
She is. She really, really responds to music. She loves it. As I say, she's nonverbal, but she makes some noises when she hears music. It changes her whole mood. You can see her arms and legs moving a bit more when there's music on. We try and give her bells to shake. It just really brings her out, I think. And since, starting Music Club, I've also started to musicalize instructions that I might be giving her. If she's upset from walking the dog, we start to have a sing-song, and it really calms her. Pity my singing's not brilliant, but, we give it a go.
That's what we found. We've used singing for lots of things for Amy. So, doing cooking, doing any activity, we found that she's more inclined to join in if we're singing a song along to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as parents, not only is the music, as for your children, not only is the music helping them, it's helping you as well, isn't it? Because you're better able perhaps to cope by giving, for instance, instructions via music, in a musical way.
Absolutely. And I think it teaches them, certainly for us, and I think, Amira and most of the other parents would agree that during lockdown, it's been extremely hard, to entertain our kiddies, and for me, especially having a little one. So the Music Club has just been an absolute saviour and has taught Isla a lot, I think, through the powers of music, and made her realise what she enjoys, and it's been terrific for us as well as parents, having that hour where we know she's happy and occupied, and it's an hour where we don't have to think about what we're going to do with her for the day.
And she's quite a little groover. And for you listeners, you can probably hear Mr. Tumble is in the background. Good old Mr. Tumble. He's lovely. Okay, thank you, Debbie. Now, Amira, can I go on to you? And can you tell me a little bit about Ibby, your lovely Ibby?
My Ibby is now 16. I was just writing a couple of notes. He's been going to Music Club since 2012.
Wow.
So we started intermittently going and then it's become a regular. So it's quite a lot of growing up in that time. So he is autistic, diagnosed at 2.5, so very, very early. And then he was diagnosed with ADHD probably a few years back, etc. He loves his music, and it's actually gave him a sense of self in the last probably 18 months or so. He's decided he loves 80s rock music, and he wants to look like a 80s rock musician with his mad hair. it seems to give him a real sense of, creativity. He wants to know facts about it. He wants to know, mm-hmm. Ask other people what sort of music they like. It's given him a lot of confidence, perhaps overconfidence at times, because of the cheekiness that comes out with it.
He is so cheeky, Ibby. He really is. And I loved the way he answered my question the other day when I actually said to him, do you want me to sing? What's the song he likes?
Or Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. Do you want me to play? Oh, play
Living
it,
on a Prayer.
It's so lovely.
It's really been wonderful for him. The Music Club itself you know, we used to be relatively regulars going into the hall, etc. And it's a little community. But in lockdown, the fact that we're meeting more frequently, it's a case of kids in their home environment being able to interact. And also, so I think a lot of them have got to know each other a bit better. And they've learnt a few skills like turn taking. And, you know, we have a disco on a Friday, which is really popular. And everyone's getting their requests in, and Ibby actually gets dressed up. He puts on a special rock T-shirt, especially as he does for some of the other sessions, but especially on Friday. So it's a bit of a, it really is a looking forward to a lot of the activities that happen.
I love seeing them. I must pop into the disco actually one night and have a boogie myself.
Oh, definitely.
I love your comments in the group afterwards, you know, about how they're all excited. They're putting their requests in, and there's some fantastic requests, and about the dressing up and everything. And I think people are more becoming aware of how important music is in everyday lives, and not just lives of disabled children or children with learning difficulties, but just in general. And, you know, it goes for the parents too. And yes, he is cheeky, but he's a lovely cheeky. And I love the way he pops in every now and again. It unmutes himself, and then he'll ask a question, or he'll say something very cheeky, which is very, very lovely. Thank you, Amira. That's really lovely to hear your point of view. Julie, I'd like to hear about Amy, yes. Please, if you can tell me a little bit more about Amy.
Well, Amy is 24. She's got a rare blood disorder, which has left her with severe learning difficulties and epilepsy, visual impairment and behaviour issues. Music, I was going to say, music's always been a big part of her life. From very young, we started singing to her and she enjoyed it. We used to do activities which were preschool music groups and that. In a hall that we used to go to, very similar to Music Club, but just aimed at the sort of preschool children, which she extended her time at those and went on longer. And I started using those. Before I set up Music Club, I used a lot of those people to run holiday activities for groups that I was involved in, mm-hmm. and that involving music and that. But yeah, no, she's always, you know, she's now gone that step further with music that she loves going to musical shows. She loves going to see bands live at theatres and that. We haven't done a big concert at Wembley or anything like that because I'm not convinced that would work for us. But she loves seeing bands live and everything else. And it'd be really nice if we could get places like that to do daytime concerts so they didn't have to go into the evening, because that's the one thing she struggles with, it going on too late.
Well, yes, that is the thing. They get very tired very, very quickly. And she's one of our yodelers, isn't she, Julie?
Yes.
So, Julie, how is Music Club funded? Do you have sponsorship? Do you have donations? Is it just with people that come on in and, you know, pay a small fee towards it? I think you said you get a bit of funding, don't you? And if you do, yeah, is there anything anybody can help with, you know, maybe donate?
Yeah, I was going to say, we get grants. We apply for grants at different time, and we've succeeded in getting a couple of grants during COVID time to help us with the Zoom sessions and everything else. The parents pay a small fee to attend, but it is only a very small fee. And then we've done fundraising at different times. We haven't done a lot of fundraising, actually, but, you know, we have done different bits of things. And that, so, and during Zoom, we've been really lucky that most parents have made generous donations to Music Club for the fact that they're accessing Zoom. So even though we've had grants, we're probably clearing ourselves with the donations that people are making towards them. And that, so that leaves us funding for later if we do open up again and get back into meeting in a hall. I think there's going to be lots of questions to ask when we start as to what we aim to do and whether we're going to keep some things on Zoom and things like that, but time will tell.
I think everybody's a little bit wary, aren't they, still about, you know, the restrictions being eased. So it's going to be quite some time before we feel comfortable in getting the children out there in a physical environment again. I think that's just going to take a bit of time, but it looks like it's going to happen. And of course, when that does happen, eventually, maybe the end of the year or certainly next year, we could all, you know, get some good fundraising events going as well, couldn't we? Outside, nice. I know you like to run a couple of these events outside, like big fete style fundraising events. So maybe people who are local can get involved with it as well. Well, I do think you're doing a marvellous job. And you mums, I think, are incredibly, incredibly wonderful. And your children are just fabulous. They're lovely. And it's so lovely to see how the music is benefiting them. They're all brilliant groovers. They love to groove. They love their instruments. They've all got a fabulous dancing rhythm. And they've just got a big, big, big personalities, which I don't think we would see, but perhaps not as a bigger scale as we do when the music is playing. It's their smiles and their sheer joy that brings everybody else joy, I think. So, Julie, well done for setting up the music club. And mums, thank you very much for just, you know, being so supportive of it. And I'm so pleased your children get so much out of music. It is a powerful thing, and I think people need to realise this. And I'm talking to so many lovely people. In fact, I've got an interview coming up in when I'm able to get there, because we can't do it on Zoom. But it's Derek, actually, Julie.
Oh, good.
Yes, a fabulous pianist who is blind and autistic and has other learning disabilities. And that's a real testament to the power of music. So I'm looking forward to interviewing Derek as well, which is really great. And ladies, I thank you so much for your time. Thank you for coming along. Really lovely to chat to you and to get your insight on the power of music for you and your children. Thank you so much. Thank you, Julie, Debbie and Amira.
Thank you.
And please say hello to Ibby and Isla and Amy.
Will do. Yeah. Thank you. I don't think we thank Julie enough, because it's been a godsend, honestly. You know, the kids are not connected any other way. In so many, you know, they may go into school a little bit, but otherwise it's just such a lovely community.
Isn't it just?
Yeah. So thank you, Julie, whether you've heard that.
It works for me though, with Amy as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Julie. I know Isla's very little, but it really does make a difference to her lives. And thank you, Lynn, for the variety of music you play. It's just amazing.
It's the interaction is lovely. Yeah.
Every Sunday now.
Thank you. But there are some wonderful people that you've got on board that just are so brilliant with the children, aren't they? And I just think
yourself. So yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. Thank you. But Julie, yes, you just seem to be you have this internal energy about you. You're amazing. And it's like,
absolutely. I don't think we can thank you enough, really. Yeah.
You're brilliant. Anyway, thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Lynn. Bye.
Lynn, thank you.
You have been listening to a Lynn Nash Music and Voice production for the power of music and voice for mental health and well-being. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you do come back for more episodes. Thank you very much for listening.